Hello and welcome to Exhortations. This is a podcast brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earle and I will be your speaker today. Our topic is, what can the church offer me? When we talk with individuals today about the church or inviting them to our local congregation, one of the questions they ask is, what do you do at your congregation? Basically what they're saying is, what does the church have to offer me? One of the basic things the church has to offer today is peace that passes understanding. Many people, perhaps even you, long for peace of mind in quiet hours. Do you ever think about this for a moment, how many times we might spend nights wondering about some things we have done in our past, things we've done that day or that week or maybe weeks or years ago, and those things dwell on our minds. So many people today are still looking for that peace that does pass understanding. They long for a clean slate and the knowledge that everything is right between them and God. We must remember the words of Matthew chapter 11, as we see the words of Christ, Matthew 11 verse 28, where he says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." If we will obey Christ and obey his commands and come to him in obedience to the gospel, we can have our sins forgiven, have our sins washed away, and be made right in the sight of God. Another thing that the church has to offer today is a free religious education. The early church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines, we see in Acts 2, verse 42. So they obviously didn't just obey God, they wanted to know all they could about God. So they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Religious training is often the first reason people give for attending church services. The most popular response to why do you go to church was for spiritual growth and guidance. The Gallup poll, one Gallup poll conducted entitled Top 13 Reasons That Unchurched People Choose a Church, one of the things listed for them was preaching and doctrines. According to their poll, 58% of youth who remain active in religion do so because they want the church to guide decisions in everyday life. And 50% felt the church was helping them become a better person. What's also surprising is that even many atheists are attending church these days. A study conducted by Rice University found that about one of five scientists who claim to be an atheist or agnostic attend services. Well, why? The most common reason was so their children could learn values and morals. The Church of Christ takes seriously its divine mission to teach. You consider all the different methods in which the Church of Christ teaches, including classes, sermons, vacation Bible schools, sermon series, the summer series, gospel meetings, lectureships. The congregation offers typically somewhere around 220 hours of instruction each week. At a typical college per hour rate, that is about $14,000 of free education every year. Well, we consider this, if we want a free education, we remember the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28-29. He says, Jesus says, "Come, learn of me." Matthew 11:28-29. Something else the church offers is acceptance and community. We are social creatures living in an increasingly impersonal world. Old-fashioned face-to-face interaction is no longer necessary for millions of common things that we do. Even socializing is done via social networks today. Is it any wonder that loneliness prevails? 30% of Americans say they have had long periods of painful loneliness. Therefore, it's not surprising that the main thing many look for in a church is fellowship. They are looking in the right place. The early church continued steadfastly in fellowship in Acts 2, verse 42. They were together in one accord, had all things in common, and had a good report with others. They were together in the temple from house to house, and they ate together and they prayed together. We see all these things in Acts chapter 2. The church now offers the opportunity to connect with a community that shares a lifestyle and values the goals of pleasing God, enjoying life, helping others, and going to heaven. And our final thing we want to consider that the church offers today is access to the eternal God. Jesus offers something better than anyone else could possibly offer, that is, unlimited access to God. Let's consider this. God has a standing appointment with His family on Sundays, His family being those who are followers of Him. He is in the midst of the church in Hebrews 2 verse 12. When the saints assemble together in Hebrews 10 verse 25, when they assemble together in spirit and in truth, John 4 verse 24, when they do so decently and in order, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40, He ordains each member a priest authorized to offer spiritual sacrifices, 1 Peter 2 verses 5 and verse 9, including their prayer, songs, contribution, love, and praise. So what does the church have to offer us today? So much more than what we sometimes realize. So let's remember that let's put God first and be a part of His church and attend faithfully. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Uloga Church of Christ in Uloga, Oklahoma. When in Uloga, be sure to visit with us. And thanks for listening.